540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flying first responders are coming to Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Police Department is launching a new drone as first responder program to help officers see emergency scenes faster. The pilot program uses drones to respond to calls before patrol cars can get there through traffic, giving officers information before they arrive. Chief Jeffrey Norman says Milwaukee is the first department in Wisconsin to try it out and one of only 50 nationwide. The drones will be operated by trained officers at a command center. A statewide jobs bill getting attention in Madison could mean quicker help for job seekers in Milwaukee. The plan would open up the Transfer Milwaukee Jobs program to more people by dropping a 4-week waiting period for those who are unemployed. Lawmakers say the goal is to fill open positions faster and to give workers a fresh start. The measure is still under review, but is expected to come up for a vote later this session. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Waukesha's municipal judge Steve Wimmer passed away suddenly last Thursday from a heart attack. Judge Wimmer was first elected in 2018 and reelected in 2022. City officials report he had filed to run again, but he was the only one. Since no other candidates filed to run, the April ballot won't list anyone for the position. However, voters can choose to write in a name. The city council will appoint a temporary judge to serve through the end of April. Home sales in the Milwaukee area last year were basically flat, but prices hit a new high, and buyers are still fighting over a limited number of homes. A new report from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says metro sales were up just 1% from 2024, while the average price climbed to about $470,000. That's up 6%. December year-to-year sales were a little stronger, with sales up just over 2% from the year before. The realtors say the only real fix is building a lot more houses and condos because demand from younger buyers is running into very tight supply. Snow could impact more upcoming commutes. We're looking at two waves of steady snow, one tonight, another tomorrow morning. Light snow and possible freezing drizzle is in the mix, so drivers should watch out on untreated roads. The National Weather Service says to use extra caution on the roads tonight. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A timeout for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, an up and down start to the season. Wisconsin now on a roll. Wins over three Big Ten teams in a row. UCLA, Michigan, and Minnesota. Up next, they host Rutgers Saturday afternoon at 1. Greg Gard.
And we need a day off. We've had a long, this has been a heck of a 3-day or 3-game grind. So we'll get some rest tomorrow and then use the last 2 days of the week to prep for Saturday.
NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. NFL, the Bears host the Rams Sunday night at 5:30 in the playoffs after beating the Packers last weekend in Chicago. Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, you know, that hurts. You know, I got to give credit to them. They found a way to finish in the fourth quarter the last two times we played them. And, you know, unfortunately, that comes down to our finish. And we didn't do enough defensively to hold our lead. And, you know, that's going to sink for a while.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with high temperatures in the mid-20s. For tonight, light snow showers developing with lows near 20. On Friday, light snow showers continuing, high temps in the mid-30s, total snow accumulations of around an inch or so. Currently, it's 11 degrees.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.